Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Philip Schwabe, 87 of rural Muscadet, died April 7th at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque, Iowa, after a long illness. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with burial to be held in the Pulaski Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet from now until the time of service at 1. Memorials may be directed to preserving Pulaski Church. Philip Schwabe is survived by his son Jonathan of Muscadet, daughter Susan and Peter Field of Park Forest, Illinois, two granddaughters, three great-grandchildren, other relatives and friends. Philip Schwabe, 87 of rural Muscadet. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87, died Friday at Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua. A service will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel, with burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Thursday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua or St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family. Shelby Thingvold is survived by three daughters, Jean and Mike McDaniel, Jane Hackett, and Susan and David Gardner, all of Boscobel. Three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, sisters Cree Peasley and Shirley Karowski, a brother, Mason and Carol Zychek, sisters-in-law, Betty Zychek and Marcia Devine, along with many other close relatives and friends. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87. Catherine L. Steiner, 73 of Jefferson, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine Steiner is survived by her husband, Irvin, two sons, Todd and Susie of Milton, and Matt Steiner of Jefferson. Six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and three brothers, Jerry and Sarah Dobson, Dwayne and Darlene Dobson, and Mike and Cindy Dobson. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Larry Keller is survived by his wife Elaine, son Jason, three brothers, James and Kathy Keller, and Chuck and Lisa Keller, all of Cazenovia, and Michael and Jennifer Keller of Mazomanie. Two sisters-in-law, Donna and John Novacek of Hillsboro, and Linda and Joe Fuller of Cazenovia. Many aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church next Tuesday, April 22nd, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Donna Meyer is survived by her children, Jeff and Susan Meyer, and Vicki and Jamie Edges, all of Sextonville, Jackie and Steve Thompson of Madison, and John and Heather Meyer of Loyal. Seven grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again next Tuesday, April 22nd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Pat Ault is survived by her husband Ron, 5 daughters, Barbara and Joseph Lewis, Laura and Claude Mertzenick, Diane and David Atteen, Lisa and Thomas Ault Miller, and Angela and Todd Clary. 15 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, siblings, Charles and Helen Funk, Kathy Linz, Cheryl and Ronald Statz, and Doris Murnack. Many nieces, nephews, brothers and sisters-in-law, and other family members, and best friend Alice Hatfield, and other friends. Patricia A., Pat Ault, 82 of Lone Rock. Steve Madsen, 75, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Steve Madsen is survived by his wife, Pat, daughter, Angela and Brandon Wilson, son, Nate and Nicole Madsen, 3 granddaughters, siblings, Dick and Barb Madsen, Jeff, Judy and Jeff Wilcox, Jim and Carolyn Madsen, Mark and Ellen Madsen, brothers-in-law, Dave and Marianne Lilich, Ron and Monica Lilich, and Brian Roderick. Also many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Steve Madsen, age 75. John R. Biba, 87 of Castle Rock Ridge, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday, April 23rd, at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet next Tuesday, April 22nd, from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church Wednesday, April 23rd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John Biba is survived by his wife of 64 years, Jane, 5 children, Kathy and Pat Neff, and Cindy and Jim Hatch, all of Muscadet, Steve and Lori Biba of Endeavor, Lyndon David Lewis of Avoca, and Jeff and Jenny Biba of Muscadet. 11 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John R. Biba, 87 of Castle Rock Ridge. Faye Blado, 88 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 o'clock at Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church Wednesday, April 23rd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Faye Blado is survived by her children, John and Darlene Blado of Mount Zion, Barb and Gary Degenhart of Boscobel, Mary and Mike Knight of Soldiers Grove, Wayne Blado of Viroqua, and Sue and Kenneth Fry of Mount Zion. 21 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandson, 2 sisters, Gert Taylor of Muscadet, and Jeannie and Jerry Seelig of Madison. Sisters-in-law, Levina Powers of Prairie du Chien, Nancy Nelson of Boscobel, Eileen Stanbeck of Onalaska, and Margie Olson of Avoca, and brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Dorothy Blado of Boscobel. Faye Blado, 88 of Boscobel. Ronald B. Stanek, 95 of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 until 3 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Stanek is survived by 2 sons, Ronald Kay and Karen Stanek, and Jamie and Sherry Stanek, both of Beloit. 6 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, a sister, Eleanor and Richard Klingemann, many other relatives and friends. Ronald B. Stanek, 95 of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Jerry Noble is survived by 3 children, Heidi Jo Noble, Jared and Holly Noble, and Justin and Robin Noble. 3 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, his ex-wife Yvonne Riley, numerous nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, Karen and Kenny B., Lauren and Pam Noble, Mary Hoth, Phyllis Tinder, Wayne and Bernie Noble, Mark and Sue Noble, Diane and Tim Harvard, Kim and Steve Schlitter, Rita and Jeff Keller, Kathy Noble, Jan and Jack Hendricks, Dennis and Barb Noble, Roger and Sherry Noble, Gail Noble, and Myra and Dennis Solberg. Sister-in-laws, Jean Noble, Gail Noble, and Sherry Noble. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71.